Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Abide's executive producer, Russ Jones. Listen carefully. Can you hear the sound of the shofar in the distance? In the Jewish tradition, the shofar, made from ram's horn, is blown on the high holy days. With the cry of the shofar comes the alert. Sleepers, awaken from your sleep, and you that slumber, awake from your slumber, and ponder your deeds. Remember your Creator, and go back to Him in penitence. The awesome and intense sound of the shofar reminded the Jewish people of their past, God's great power, and His coming judgment. What things is God reminding you of today? Take a deep breath and allow His Holy Spirit to speak to you. God tells us in the book of Exodus, "Celebrate the festival and unleavened bread, because it was on this very day that I brought your divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come." What can you celebrate today? That Passover lamb from ancient times was a foreshadowing of Jesus. He is the unblemished lamb who was sacrificed. His blood covering our hearts frees us from the penalty of death. Passover is a time to reflect on the gift of Jesus, Yeshua's sacrifice on your behalf. Pray with me. Blessed are you, our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from among all people, raised us above all tongues, and made us holy through His commandments. For you have chosen us and sanctified us from all the nations, and you have given us as a heritage your holy festivals in happiness and joy. Blessed are you, God, who sanctifies Israel and the festive seasons, a time of gladness and joy. Oh, Abba Father, we love you so very much, and thank you for loving us. May we draw close to you, Lord. May we bow at your holy name, and may we serve you all the days of our lives. In Yeshua's name, amen. You know, rabbis teach that Passover is about transitioning from a posture of shame to one of praise. So get comfortable now and inhale deeply. Breathe in God's Holy Spirit and just relax. And release and exhale any fear that God will not deliver you. Trust Him immensely to release you from your bondage. During Passover, observant Jews refrained from eating leaven. In the Bible, leaven is almost always symbolic of sin. And like leaven that permeates the entire batch of dough, Sin can hold you captive just like Pharaoh held the Israelites. Take a moment now to confess before the Lord your sins that just might be holding you hostage. Focus now as the sound of the shofar blows again. It ripples across the landscape. In the depths of your soul, you realize it is God's instrument, both a sound of triumph, yet a sound of protection. And it's a sound, a war sound, a war cry against the enemies of God. While Passover is a central event in Jewish and human history, God commands all believers to celebrate what He has done for them. Celebrate now as we hear from the Torah, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 17. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. I'm going to read Exodus 12, 17 again from the English Standard Version. This time, listen for a word or phrase that especially jumps out to you. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for on this very day I brought your hosts out of the land of Egypt. Therefore, you shall observe this day throughout your generations as a statute forever. During the traditional Passover Seder meal, four questions are asked as a way to retell the plight out of Egypt. The first question is this: what makes this night different from all other nights? Take a moment to think about that. What makes it different? What makes it different in the sense that it's this night that God delivered His chosen people? How does God deliver you? The second question is this: on all other nights, we eat all vegetables, yet on this night, we eat only bitter herbs. It symbolizes the bitterness of slavery. What is holding you captive? What does being free really mean to you? Let's hear again from Exodus 12:17, this time from the Tree of Life translation. So you are to observe the Feast of Matzot, for on this very same day have I brought your ranks out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you are to observe this day throughout your generations as an eternal ordinance. Matzot is a very basic form of unleavened bread, yet it kept the children of Israel alive while they were fleeing slavery. Eating matzo makes us think about the basics in life. What do you really need to live your life? Passover is a time to look back on how God heard the cries of the Hebrew slaves in Egypt and turn to deliver them from centuries of bondage. Reflect for a moment on a difficult season you've gone through. How did God strengthen you and comfort you? Exodus chapter 12, verse 17 in the New Living Translation says it this way: "Celebrate this festival of unleavened bread, for it will remind you that I brought your forces out of the land of Egypt on this very day. This festival will be a permanent law for you. Celebrate this day from generation to generation." Now, if you can, just close your eyes for a moment. Hear in your heart the distant sound of an ancient sea at the time of the Exodus. In the distance, as you approach, you can hear the waves. Keeping your eyes closed, look up as if you were looking at the top of the pillar of cloud. There is a great cloud of witnesses that is guiding you out of Egypt. Feel the hope and promise that this pillar of cloud represents. Feel its pull on your soul, drawing you toward freedom that only God provides. Now, feel yourself moving toward the Red Sea. You are among the thousands of Israelites. Maybe you are leading your children by the hand, or your parents or grandparents. You are relieved. There is no work to be done today, no bricks to be made, no taskmasters with whips. You praise God with gratitude. Abba, Father, release that gratitude to Him now. Finally, you arrive at the sea. Moses is holding out his hands. The sea is beginning to split. It is a miracle. The brilliant turquoise of the sea stands on two sides, stretched as far as your eye can see. You are walking on dry land in the midst of the sea. Yet behind you, the water is crushing Pharaoh and his army. Your enemy is being destroyed. Linger here in the awe and safety of God's embrace. Let's pray. Abba, Father God, Elohim, free me from my inner Pharaoh. Help me to pursue righteousness. And oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua, my Messiah, who has removed the shemitz, the leaven from my life. May Passover be a reminder of any unrighteous behavior I tolerate in my walk with you. And on this day, right now, set me free from bondage to sin so I can walk in newness of life and fellowship fully with you. I love you so very much. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for setting me free. May I walk in your light, and may I be a light in darkness. May I serve you on this day and all the days that come. In Yeshua's name, amen. Stay here as long as you need. Consider the promise of heaven, bought for you by His shed blood, and how that encourages you today. Think also of the gift of new life that He has given you to enjoy right now on earth. May you meditate and abide in Christ.